All right, praise God. Hope that Adonai is saturating you right now, saturating us over here. Praise the Lord. Yes, you are the same God. You're the same God. You're the same God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are with us right now in Jesus' name. And the Holy Spirit's inside us and fills us up. Just come and rest upon us now in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise your Lord
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God. The Holy Spirit is always in us, but coming upon us with your anointing, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Saturate us with your anointing upon us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Resting upon us, refreshing us, remaining on us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, all fresh upon us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Let's just let the rivers of living water flow from us and speak in tongues for a while and worship God in tongues. Shake it, any, Say Mahade. Do Mamma Mahosore. Shanto. So Mamma Mahay. Sombre me me que shire do so core tine ne sama mama maha kere ro de shi kere kere peshe do so ne me que yororo brahma maha te se kere Lama mahatere koshe. Ti me kero Dharama ereke. Sono no shoro. Let's just bask in God's presence in silence and let the Holy Spirit minister to you at this time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful anointing. We thank you, Lord God, that this anointing is breaking every yoke of bondage of any challenges anybody is going through. Thank you, Lord, for refreshing us. renewing our minds, re-energizing us. Thank you, Lord God. We need this refreshing now. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. Amen. Well, we are continuing our series of wait and glad expectation. Wait with glad expectation. So we're going to do part 5B. We did part 5A last Wednesday, and we'll do a quick recap on that. Wait for God's restoration, Psalm 51:12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. That's like that Keith Green song. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. When I first got saved, I like God to remind me of how excited I was and how on fire for God I was. So I will keep that flame going so it doesn't go out. You know, discouragement will try to come and make it go out. Depression will try to come and make it go out. Grief and loss and loneliness will try to make it go out. Stress will try to make it go out. Debt will try to make it go out. Feeling overwhelmed, having pain emotionally or spiritually, having any kind of physical challenges, financial challenges, personal challenges of any kind, relationship challenges. All these things try to steal our joy. And Nehemiah 8:10, one of my favorite verses, is the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I see that when people feel tired and when people feel weak, truly is when the Holy Spirit reminds me that I have to maintain my joy. And that way I won't be weakened. And then I will say a lot of those affirmations. I'll do a rapid fire 10 USPs with, in the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And at the end of that 10, it's as if I had just had 3 cups of coffee. You know, it's like it really does help us. And the word of God is there for us, and it is our medicine. It is our remedy. And as we get that joy restored, if ever it was challenged, of our salvation package, of having all the resources and promises of heaven, because we're born again, we're spirit-filled, we're co-heirs with Christ Jesus, and he's our king. The Heavenly Father's our Abba Daddy, and the Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our lawyer. He's our trainer, our comforter. He's there to be there with us for whatever we need. And that's indicating, you know, like a desire to return to a state of spiritual happiness and fulfillment and remember all of God's goodness when we first met him. And we should continue to remember that on a daily basis. So when you wait for God's restoration, it's like, I don't work with furniture really well, but I was talking to someone who did a restoration of furniture. And like, if you get a wooden chair and you want to refinish it, they were describing it and said they have to sand it down. They have to get off all of the lacquer that was on the top and then the stain, and then they can get down to the bare wood, and then they could restain it whatever other color they want. And then they put the clear coating on it for protection, and it looks brand new. But in order to restore it, they said that they have to strip it completely down to the naked wood, the raw, natural state. And then they have to work with it again. So the devil tries to come against us. And the first thing he tries to do is bring fear or unforgiveness or offense. And then he'll go after the joy. He'll go after your faith. He goes after all the fruit of the spirit to try to pick that fruit and take it away instead of us watering the fruit and letting it grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Do we have fruit of the spirit that is prune size? Or do we have fruit of the spirit that's watermelon size? And sometimes the devil, if he's attacking us in a specific area, we need to water that with the word of God and water yourself with more and more joy. I remember I was going through a really big trial once, and this was the scripture the Lord gave me, to count it all joy when you face all trials and tribulations. I went, I'm crying. I can't. What joy is happening here? This is like a very horrible thing happening, and I need to, pray for God to help me get out of it. And it was an attack of the devil, and it was an unjust thing. And he said, but you have to remember when you count the joy, because you know that God has given you victory by faith. That's what I prayed for. So I have to receive that victory in the midst of that trial. I have to look at the future of what the outcome will be, knowing that now my faith needs to see that I have victory from the first time I prayed. I have to receive that faith statement. I have to see it with the eye of faith. I have to believe what I have spoken and called it into being, and receive it in my heart. And it's very important that I remember that because God's word is true, no matter if what it looks like, seems like, feels like, I have to rejoice in what I know is the answer to what I've asked was given to me the second it was asked for. And that's where you take your joy, of knowing your outcome has been answered by the promise of God, who is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He does not lie. His word is true. He's brought you through it before, and he'll do it again. And that's where we have to keep our mindset. So we went through last week, Joel 2:25 in two versions, the King James Version. And I'll restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and my great army, which I sent among you. And the Amplified Classic Version details it, that I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten. It doesn't matter what the devil has taken from you. If he's eaten your lunch with a hopping locust, the stripping locust, the crawling locust, my great army, which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though the locusts have eaten and stripped and taken away, that now we shall eat in plenty. Now we shall be satisfied, and we praise your name, Lord our God, because you have dealt wondrously with us, and we are your people. We will never be put to shame. And we know now and understand and realize that you, God, are in the midst of Israel. You are in our midst, and you are our Lord, our God. There is none else. We, your people, will never be put to shame. And afterward, which is now, at this time, you have poured out your Spirit upon all flesh. We've received you. We've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are full of the Holy Spirit and continue to be daily. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. We thank you, Lord, that you're using us to prophesy. Our old man shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions, and you shall also do that for any woman of God, and even upon the men servants and maid servants in those days. You will pour out your Spirit. You are pouring out your Spirit now upon us. You are showing signs and wonders in the heaven and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. When that happens, the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said. And among the remnant of survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. We thank you, Lord God, that ABCers are those that live and will remain and shall not die, but shall be caught up in the air with Jesus. The remnant of God is what we declare and decree, and we shall not fear, for God will always take care of us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your Spirit that is with us tonight, empowering us and empowering us in Jesus' name.
All right, so Proverbs 6:31, but the thief is found out, he must restore seven times what he stole. He must give the whole substance of his house if necessary to meet this fine. Now, last week we asked you to make a list of everything stolen from you for God to restore. If you had a chance to do that, examples are joy, peace, patience, money, even time, reputation, sleep, relationships, business, inheritance, shame, etc. We're going to cover that today in prayer.
Right.
We are believing for the breakthrough. Now, we wait expectantly. We expect a victory. It doesn't mean we expect to wait for decades, but we do expect a victory. We're patient until God does it, but we are expecting a victory. Okay. So, were you able to make a list of what was stolen to restore it, so you can pull it out now? You know, wait with glad expectation for God to restore it all.
So if you could put a number one in the chat, if you are able to work on making a list of what the devil stole from you, and now you're waiting with glad expectation. And some people have already given us praise reports that they have received restoration. One person told us a praise report that the restoration of God came where they were, that person was behind on their rent 3.5 months, and God paid it all supernaturally. And it was just an amazing thing of God, just visualizing that visualization, causing magnetization of the answered prayer to show up in the earthly realm, because there was a glad expectation of what was asked for. And we claimed back sevenfold return. And wow, that was a big return. And it was a real blessing, and was able to get the car fixed as well. So that was a surprise thing, and God just blessed that person. So anybody able to work on that? And if you wrote your list down last Wednesday, go ahead and put a one in the chat. If you hadn't gotten a chance to do it yet, try to do it this week. You can even do it right now. Make your list right now of what this devil has stolen from you that we are going to stay in glad expectation for. So go ahead and write that now. If you need to take just a moment to go ahead and do that now, because this is a workshop. We want you to get that done. We're going to pray over these.
It's probably not going to be a complete list, what you'll find is you write things down that you think of now, and then that will trigger another thought later on, another thought, and you'll realize all the stuff.
Right.
Because we've all been alive for decades. Those had decades to steal from us.
Right.
And we're going to claim all of it back to birth. And birth starts with inheritance we should have gotten from our ancestors all the way to Adam. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and take a moment on a piece of paper or on your phone and write a list of everything the devil has stolen from you. Did he steal your health? Did you have a surgery? Well, whatever body part was removed, that was stolen. Did you get any money lost from you in any way, shape, or form? Or you should have gotten a raise and didn't, that was stolen from you? Or somebody was laid off, or something broke down, so the devil caused that thing to break down and you need to replace it. Whatever it is, was it your joy because you were challenged to be grieving? Was it your peace because you were challenged to be stressed out? So make your list. Time that you needed to do something was eroded somehow. Your dreams that you wanted to fulfill haven't been. You had some failed expectations. You had some health challenges, and so you're being completely healthy, healed, and whole. That was stolen from you. You're in process of healing. Just take a moment. Okay. Now, who's been practicing that the Holy Spirit is helping you with your homework of visualization that's causing a magnetization of your answered prayer to show up in the earthly realm? And now you have more glad expectation that it really is yours. Anybody been practicing that? And if not, these are reminders to try to do this. It will really, really help you. I'm going to ask Margie to give a testimony that she shared with us the other day about a loved one who she hadn't seen for a long time. And we won't name the loved one. But Margie, could you describe that testimony and share it with everybody how that visualization caused magnetization to happen for you?
Okay. So anyways, this family member that is, you know, I love that individual dearly. And we had a good relationship before, but things got in the way and there was a separation. You know, the enemy got her away from me, and she was having a really hard time forgiving me for what had happened. And I had, of course, prayed for her, you know, her heart and her mind. And I just kept praying for that and praying for that. And then when you had a lesson on visualization, I said, oh, I'm going to take it up another level. So I said, okay, I'm going to visualize that this individual is coming to my house, and she'll knock at my door, and I'll answer it, and it will be that individual. It will be that person. And I think maybe there might have been three, not more than three, occasions where someone knocked at the door, and every time that I went to go answer it, I would visualize her at the door. And of course, those three times it wasn't her, but I kept visualizing. And one day when I least expected, she knocked at the door. I opened up the door. There she was. And not only was she at the door, but she was inviting me to go out and eat breakfast with her. And we reconciled during that meal. It was beautiful.
That's exciting. Now, how long, how many days or weeks or whatever was it, those three times that every time you heard a door knock, you were visualizing it was her?
I think about a month.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, but I also, besides visualizing, I was in prayer, you know, for her mind, for her heart, because she had gotten so bitter and so her heart had gotten so hard towards me that she didn't even want to see me.
So you were interceding for her, you had prayed for reconciliation, but then you visualized it and then it happened.
Yes.
That's so exciting. Wow. Yes. Praise the Lord. That's a great praise report. Thank you for sharing that testimony. That was wonderful. Yes. Appreciate it. Okay. Anybody else want to share any testimonies about how God is giving you a glad expectation as you're waiting? And that you, anybody had any testimonies of doing your visualization that causes magnetization? Okay, well, there's going to be more. Margie's not the only one. God doesn't have favorites. So we're excited about what God's doing. And so today, when you have your list, Pastor James is going to pray over the value amount and pray that in for you. Okay. Remember, even your time was worth something. Like if you were, the devil wasted your time on something. If you were working for someone, they would have paid you even hourly. So we can claim back sevenfold from the devil time.
All right, praise the Lord. I'm going to lead off with Isaiah 61:7. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double pour. There shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. This verse promises recompense for past sufferings, just that those who have experienced shame or dishonor receive a double portion of blessing and joy, symbolizing a complete reversal of their fortunes. Now, the best example of this is probably Job. You know, Job lost everything, and it was when he prayed for his friends, he didn't mock them, he just prayed for them. That's when everything turned around for him. Okay, so. You know, Job 42:10, and the Lord restored the fortunes to Job when he had prayed for his friends. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now, this is the restoration of Job's fortune after a period of immense suffering. How many of you have been going through a lot of challenges? Has God power to restore even double what was lost following a time of trial and faithfulness? We've all been through a trial of faith, trials. We've all proven our faithfulness to the Lord. So now it's time to receive a double blessing, sevenfold return, whatever that God wants to bless us with on everything. Now, Job lost animals. He lost homes. He lost his family, his children, and his wife. Okay. God blessed him back with double children, double amount of animals, double everything. You know, so God blesses more. So as we've been faithful, as we stood in the gap and not doubted in our hearts, we may have had some challenges, we always came back to God with faith. Okay. We're going to claim this now in the name of Jesus. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to your word.
According to your word.
I receive.
I receive.
Sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
Of everything.
Of everything.
That has been stolen from me.
That has been stolen from me.
Forever.
Forever.
Any inheritance.
Any inheritance.
That I should have had.
That I should have had.
Any monies.
Any monies.
That I have lost.
That I have lost.
Any health challenges.
Any health challenges.
Any emotional challenges.
Any emotional challenges.
Including family challenges.
Including family challenges. I'm calling forth.
Complete.
Complete.
And total.
And total.
Restoration.
Restoration.
As though the demons, devils, and evil spirits.
As though the demons, devils, and evil spirits.
Were never allowed to touch me.
Were never allowed to touch me.
Or my family.
Or my family.
Or my ancestors.
Or my ancestors.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I want you to visualize where you would be today if the devil hasn't caused all those challenges in your life. And visualization brings magnetization. Magnetization brings manifestation. So imagine everything in your life coming back to you. As Marty said, the relationship is now restored. Many of us have challenged relationships. Many people have lost things they shouldn't have lost. Maybe it was loved ones. Okay. Maybe it was business or financial opportunities. Maybe it was just time that you got so busy doing things, pulling in different ways that you weren't allowed to do things you need to do or wanted to do for yourself and for the Lord. Whatever it is, God can restore it all. If he can stop the sun for Joshua, he can give you back more time. Remember, Jesus worked in a different framework. What was his first miracle? He turned water into wine. How long did that take? A nanosecond. Now, the average person goes and plants a grape, grows the grapes, squishes them, then has them set for years, then bottles them, then the whole thing goes. Jesus did it in a nanosecond. Now, we're going to be restored quickly. The other example I can use is Joseph of Egypt. Now, Joseph had a vision of his father and brothers bowing down to him. It was a dream, and this can be his dream and vision in the same place. He had the concept that they were going to bow down to him. When he was a prisoner, and he went before the Pharaoh, he was restored to a place of power in about 20 minutes. It didn't take that long. Once Pharaoh realized this was the man that could help his kingdom, this was the man. He didn't care where he came from. That goes back to the no shame part we just talked about before. He wasn't ashamed. He was a prisoner. He walked there with his head held high. I don't care what problems you've had in your past, what challenges you've had in your past, what the devil keeps saying you're not worthy of. That doesn't belong anymore. You walk everywhere you go with your hand held high in Jesus' name. Okay? So we go forward today in honor because we're with the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiven because Jesus went to the cross just to forgive your sins. And in receiving that forgiveness, we go forward today. We claim total restoration of everything ever stolen from us. Now, we're all going to come into agreement today because that prayer of agreement is so strong. Where two or more agree in my name, it shall be done. So I want you to follow me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I agree with every ABC-er.
I agree with ABC-er.
Who has prayed this prayer.
Who has prayed this prayer.
And that we all.
And that we all.
Get total.
Get total.
Restoration.
Restoration.
Of everything.
Of everything.
Taken from us.
Taken from us.
And we go forward today.
And we go forward today.
With no shame.
With no shame.
But to walk in honor.
But to walk in honor.
With the Lord Jesus Christ.
With the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone add, Pastor Kim?
No, just try to do your homework for, keep making your list of what was stolen and expect God to restore it all. That list might grow as God reminds you of things or as things start happening. And keep working on your visualization that causes magnetization. And Pastor James says magnetization causes manifestation of God's promises to come to you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so do you want to do USP for communion?
Yeah, we will. But before I go, as a new thing comes to your mind, you write on your list, claim back that sevenfold right then.
Yeah.
Okay, just go ahead and claim it. I claim back sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. We'll cover it again in the future, but go ahead and claim it immediately. Mm-hmm. Speak it over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most powerful thing in ever is the Word of God. And when you're using the Word of God, that's the most powerful thing, period. So go ahead. All right. So let's all do this. If you don't have any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Or to 1 John 1:9.
Or to 1 John 1:9.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, last week we were challenged not to remember to write down who was doing communion, but we figured out that Denise is... doing the body and do you guys remember who was supposed to do the blood? If not, we can have a volunteer. Okay.
I'll volunteer today. You did it last time.
Okay.
So Denise, go ahead and do the body, please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 and 24, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we thank you for the body that was broken so that ours could make whole. We thank you for all that you do and continue to do in our lives. We thank you for restoration sevenfold and much more. In your mighty name of Jesus, we all agree with this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Thank you, Denise, for that wonderful communion on the body.
Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
Dear Jesus, remember to you, we take your blood right now. The most precious, most valuable commodity ever prepared. The pure blood, the sin-free blood, the sin-free blood that paid for all of our sins. We thank you, Jesus, that you shed your blood willfully for us. And you did it because you loved us. You said, "Take, drink this in remembrance of me. We remember you now, always, in Jesus' name."
Amen. We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Okay, for next week, Sharon Crane couldn't make it tonight, but she would like to do the body for next week, and Margie will be doing the blood for next Wednesday. Okay, so that'll be the first Wednesday in May. We're already going to be in May, so that'll be Wednesday the 7th. Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to do 20. We've been healed.
Sure, let's do 20 affirmations. We have been healed. Are we ready? We
have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, who's receiving that sevenfold return of what was stolen and also a double portion of blessing? I know we're receiving that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We're receiving it. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, so raise your hands or put it in the chat. Or we got a heart for Susan. That's great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right, so Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify Him. We thank You for the sevenfold return of everything stolen from us, complete restoration of every challenge, and we're physically healed and restored, though there's never a challenge before, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, this concludes this Overcomers Club service. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget that on Friday, we have the first Friday monthly book club at 6:33 p.m. We're going to be studying chapter 5 in the Morning Miracle book, Confessed for Restoration. If you still have unanswered prayers and want to know how to get those answered, if you have frustration with things that you keep getting attacked by the devil and you get a victory and another attack and another victory, another attack, another attack, we're going to deal with how to stop all that. Invite friends and family as well. So hope you could make it.